Peter Wolf is best known as the lead singer for the Jay Giles Band. Since leaving the band in 1983, Wolf has put out solo albums. His new one is called Sleepless. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's more than another veteran rocker trying to recapture past glory.
That's Peter Wolf doing a fine cover of an obscure William Bell song called Never Like This Before. It was originally cut by Bell in Memphis on the great soul label Stax. It sounds to me like a natural hit single, but probably for a consortium of rock radio stations that will never exist again, where white rockers profoundly influenced by black bluesmen get more than the feeling of power and authenticity, they get airplay. Speaking of those sorts of white guys, the Rolling Stones are out on tour now, and who knows, maybe Wolf's duet with Mick Jagger on this track, Nothing But the Wheel, will snag Wolf some attention.
Well, I'm past the boulevard, out here underneath the stars. I've been flying past the houses, farms, and fields. Rushing through the cold night air and holding on to nothing but the wheel.
Nothing But the Wheel is a good song. Heck, it's better than anything Mick Jagger had on his solo album earlier this year. You never heard that one, did you? But as solid as Wolf makes his celebrity cameos work for him, there's another one here with Steve Earle, it's when he's all alone, singing as if it was 2 a.m. and no one was around to hear him speak his thoughts, that he makes his best music. That's the place where this song, Growing Pain, comes from.
Sometimes I don't know what it is I'm looking for. Whatever it is I want, I seem to need a little bit more. Careful what you pursue, choosing it, it chooses you. Cause everything around here is a growing pain. My old friend Lil.
When I listen to that song, Growing Pain, it summons up a whole history of a life. The title works as a pun about growing pains, which are generally perceived to be good, experiences you go through to emerge a wiser man. But there's also a sense in which Wolf means that life is an increasing growing pain. It gets harder to write a song that strikes its author as meaningful beyond its commercial possibilities. It gets harder to recapture the enthusiasm of youth. It gets easier to see the ways in which life is passing you by. Wolf locates these ideas in another song too, one called A Lot of Good Ones Gone.
If yesterday was still here today, I think I might do it all. I just might do it all another way. Carry on, though there's a lot of good ones gone.
This album is filled with pain, regret, nostalgia, and confusion. Yet the last thing it is downbeat, jaded, or cynical. It takes some heroism for a guy on the back end of his 50s to rouse not merely the energy, but the sincerity, the discipline to reject cheap irony or faked world weariness, to put out a record as satisfying as Peter Wolfe has done here. His Sleepless Nights can be the soundtrack of many of our brightest and bleakest days.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Peter Wolfe's CD, Sleepless.